Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again to the press conference following the conclusion of the second session and final session of this European Council. I would now like to give the floor over to the President of the European Council, Herman Van Rompuy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm seeing you twice within 12 hours. Good morning. Yesterday, we took important decisions to strengthen the euro. With the endorsement of the task force report and the decision on the way forward for the Eurozone crisis mechanism, the European Council has sealed a solid pact to strengthen the euro. That's one of the most important decisions the last months we took. Today, we looked ahead at a number of upcoming international meetings, and we want to bring a strong message to our partners in the world. First of all, we exchanged views this morning on the upcoming G20 summit of Seoul, which will take place in 2 weeks' time. The recovery of the world economy will be at stake, and global economic imbalances and also the exchange rates are at stake. These issues affect the prospect for growth and employment in the European Union. Both the President of the Commission and myself and the other European members of the G20 will defend the same European position. Also on the G20 agenda is the IMF reform. European countries make a major effort in favor of emerging countries in order to strengthen global governance. We will again underline to the leaders of emerging countries that such new rights presuppose a new sense of duty and shared responsibility. The same goes for the global climate debate. In the run-up of the Cancun conference, the European Union stands ready with an ambitious approach as regards emissions, provided other major emitters also take their responsibilities. We also exchange views on the upcoming bilateral summits with the United States, Russia, Ukraine, and India. The points the President of the Commission and I will make on behalf of the European Council, as we have outlined in a letter to our colleagues, have been validated by them as a point of reference. The summit with the United States will take place 10 days after the G20 meeting. I am very much looking forward to this meeting with President Obama. We will discuss key issues of mutual interest, first of all, the economy, and furthermore, climate, security, and foreign affairs. From now on, these summit preparations will be a regular feature of our meetings of the European Council. As we decided in our Council of December, the European Council wants to involve itself more closely in the European Union's foreign policy. It is the only way to underpin the Union's key messages with specific negotiations and trade-offs. These were two very productive days, strengthening the EU internally and externally. And finally, and once again, the most important result of our meeting, the European Council has sealed a solid pact to strengthen the euro. Thank you.
Mr. Barroso, please.
Thank you. Yesterday, our focus was on making Europe's economy stronger and more stable, and there was real progress. We hope that this progress will be confirmed now by all the institutions at European level. But we need to take these important measures internally. At the same time, we need to have in mind the global context, because the long-term growth of our economy depends also on the health of global environment. That is why I'm glad that the President of the European Council and I, representing the European Union, have received a strong mandate to promote the global governance reforms with our partners in the G20. And the heads of state and government have accepted the points that together we have presented to the European Council in terms of the agenda for the G20 and the agenda for the very important summits that we'll have very soon. I'm also happy that my letter with our key principles for Cancun had a very positive reception, and in fact, the conclusions of the European Council on Cancun are also important. The goal for Cancun remains a balanced set of decisions which keep up the momentum towards an international framework to keep global temperature increase below 2 degrees Celsius. We will, of course, do our everything we can to keep this goal alive. It's going to be difficult negotiations, but we believe this can be achieved, having in mind our goal for comprehensive global binding agreement. We had afterwards a very interesting discussion, and I think this is an important development, in fact, in terms of the European Council, not only to work for the conclusions in written form, but to have a real debate among leaders on what our priorities are for trade, for development, that we are going to discuss in the G20, for our relations with main partners. Of course, a very important summit is the one with President Obama. Very soon, where I think more than ever we need a strong transatlantic partnership. I think some people thought that the transatlantic partnership was the past in terms of the Cold War. I completely disagree. More than ever, we need a strong transatlantic partnership. The issues globally are so important that I'm sure that if the United States and Europe work together, there is a pretty good chance that we do much more to defend and promote our interests and our values. Thank you.
Thank you. We open the floor for some questions. Please state your name and the media you represent before addressing your question. Thank you. Sir.
Gary Gott, if you're active. I was reading between the lines of the draft conclusions and if I understand correctly, stripping a country of its voting rights is not anymore envisaged. However, this is not very clearly spelled out. Why? Is it a gesture to Germany, a kind of face saving for Mrs. Merkel, or if not, please say it.
I'm not interpreting the reasons why we drafted in that way, on that place, and who said what, and so on. The text is very clear. I have a mandate to examine the problem, and I will report to the European Council, but it will not be in December.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I would like to know whether you have discussed the possible interest rate that a country could be paying using this permanent bailout system.
No, not at all. It is precisely the mandate is given to the President of the Commission to elaborate the general features of a crisis resolution mechanism. It is too soon to speak on that kind of detail.
Yes, sir.
Est-ce que c'est l'objectif de faire augmenter les taux d'intérêt pour
do you want to increase interest rates
des déficits
for those countries with large deficits, or rather the contrary?
Écoutez, comme le président du conseil.
Look, I mean, I think the president of the council already made the point. We're just starting up. I think today's conclusion is quite apart from the unanimous decisions of member states to have a limited treaty amendment.
Donc, en excluant, bien sûr, dans cette révision, pour répondre aussi à la première
and
question,
to the first point,
suspension de droit
there's going to be no suspension of voting rights. That's been ruled
cela
out.
Dans cette
that
révision
certainly won't
traité.
Be part of this limited
ce que nous
amendment.
Avons convenu, c'est, premièrement,
what we've agreed is, first
suite
of all,
à la décision des États membres d'avoir la révision du traité, de préparer maintenant un mécanisme permanent.
We can have a permanent
nous
crisis mechanism.
Mécanisme permanent.
We need a
alors
permanent
là, le
crisis mechanism.
A salué l'intention
now, the European
de la Commission
Council welcomed the Commission's intention
préparer
to
ce mécanisme
prepare
en étroite
consultation avec le président du Conseil européen. C'est ce que nous allons faire, d'ailleurs. Nous avons déjà travaillé là-dessus, on a plusieurs
idées. C'est une question extrêmement technique, donc à ce stade, on ne pourra pas vous donner des éléments.
Mais bien sûr, l'idée, c'est de donner plus de stabilité, c'est de renforcer la capacité de la zone euro face à des situations comme celles que nous avons vues récemment en termes de crise de la dette souveraine. C'est ça l'objectif. Maintenant, comment le faire, c'est ce que nous serons
maintenant
en train de préparer et on aura, je l'espère, d'ailleurs c'est l'engagement qu'on a pris
Jorge
Valero del Diario Español La Razón. It's a question concerning the bilateral summit. In the past, the European Union has denounced the abuse of human rights in previous summits with other countries. So I was wondering, when you meet with President Barack Obama, you will do the same thing concerning the WikiLeaks papers that denounce the abuse of human rights in Iraq, as, for example, President Barroso did in a summit with Vladimir Putin, when you denounce the killing of a human rights activist.
I mean, we have not discussed this specific issue. One thing I want to make clear to you, we defend human rights with all our partners and also in Europe, including in Europe. The European, now speaking for the European Commission, sometimes also in Europe, we have to defend the principle of non-discrimination, the need to respect human rights, and in the United States as well. We have not discussed this today in the Council, European Council, regarding the summit, but probably remember that in a previous summit with President Bush, myself, and the then President of the Council, rotating President of the Council, Wolfgang Schüssel from Austria, we asked for the closing of Guantanamo, and we are also discussing the Americans, the issue of death penalty. So it's not just with Russia or with China. We have been very consistent in human rights, and I think the European Union should be proud of this. Huh? I think it's important to have these positions of principle. I'm not saying that we are going to achieve, every time we speak on the issue, the results we'd like to have. But the point you make, if I understood it correctly, is the following. We, the European Union, we defend positions of principles in those matters. I think I read this answer to you. We have not discussed at this European Council all the issues in the agenda. We have discussed, in fact, the general approach to those summits.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
David Price-Braun. You spent considerable time discussing or considering the budget, and there was a conciliation committee meeting during the week. With Parliament, the under the new Lisbon Treaty, it says that Parliament shall meet in public, as shall the Council, when considering voting on a draft legislative act. And I'm wondering why public money should be discussed in secret, both in the Conciliation Committee and in the Council. This seems to be in violation of the treaty. Perhaps you could clarify.
No, regarding the Parliament, it's better to ask the Parliament. Regarding the European Council, the European Council is one institution, the Council is another one. Mm-hmm. It's important to understand. So the European Council does not meet in an open format. The Council, yes. And today what we have discussed in the European Council is reflected in the conclusions. But so I think we should keep, of course, the full respect of the Lisbon Treaty in all the co-decision procedures. But one thing is the Council, another thing is the European Council. The European Council is discussing very general principles that are reflected in the conclusions, so it was not appropriate, of course, to have this discussion in another format. By the way, I think the European Council has never met in an open format, never.
And will not do.
Yes, in the back. All in the back there.
Concernant les sommets avec l'Ukraine, qu'est-ce qu'on peut attendre de ces sommets? Est-ce qu'on peut avoir ce qu'on appelle le roadmap pour visa-free régime?
A roadmap for a visa-free regime laid out?
Alors, quant à l'Ukraine, je crois qu'on parlera du renforcement des réformes de tout genre, renforcement des réformes dans les institutions, dans la stabilité macroéconomique, dans le climat d'investissement et dans l'énergie. Je crois que l'Ukraine est engagée dans un vaste programme de réformes. On parlera aussi, bien sûr, de la situation des libertés publiques et la liberté de la presse. Et on parlera, et c'est un point capital, de l'accord d'association et en tout particulier de la zone de libre-échange, et je crois qu'on parlera aussi de la politique, le plan d'action pour les visas. Ce sont les thèmes qui sont à l'ordre du jour pour le sommet avec l'Ukraine.
Yes, last question, sir.
Fukushima from my news, Japanese daily newspaper. About G20, could you give us rough ideas what kind of the discussion did you have with your colleagues on exchange rate? And did you get any converging position as a EU? Thank you very much.
There is, I think, a wording in the draft conclusions under the point 4. The Council, it stresses the need to avoid all forms of protection and to avoid engaging in exchange rates moves aimed at gaining short-term competitive advantages. I think that's the wording we used in the joint letter the President of the Commission and myself wrote to our colleagues. We stated the G20 should reaffirm its commitment to move towards more market-oriented exchange rate systems that reflect underlying economic fundamentals and refrain from competitive devaluations of currencies. That was also the message of the G20 meeting of the Ministers of Finance just a few days ago.
Thank you very much for your attention. Have a good weekend.